Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Young girls softball team from downtown who got dealt with one of the most just obnoxiously unconscionable decision by adults that robbed them of the opportunity to play a softball game this weekend. And I just feel so bad for these girls that I'm going to bring the entire team in here on a Friday with their coaches so that we can expose the douches that robbed these girls of a great opportunity. Not that they would have won the game, but they didn't even get to play in a playoff.
Well, that should
game.
Be great radio.
I can't wait for it because these girls wrote some really really mature letters to the Little League and to Downtown Little League about how they were mistreated and about how it's unacceptable. And we're going to champion their cause here on Friday. Jerry Recco's here. The governor's in for Booms. Your calls in just a minute. And Jerry, of course, will lead with another Met loss, I'm imagining.
Yeah, brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. Dodgers-Mets start of a four-game series last night. A couple of things here. First, the long ball. How about the way this game starts as Zach Wheeler can't get any of the first five guys out?
Which is really, I mean, and with Kershaw pitching, I know everyone said the same thing. If you were watching the first 5 minutes of the game, well,
game
I can
over.
Turn this game off.
I agree. Justin Turner, an RBI single. Cody Bellinger hits his 20th home run. You go to the second inning, Justin Turner, a two-out home run, and then Cody Bellinger again.
Swinging a high fly ball, deep right center. Conforto back at the track, and this ball is gone.
Oh,
and that one's about a third of the way up Pavilion. The Dodgers are just teeing off here on Zach Wheeler. It's the second home run of the game for Bellinger, the third home run that they've hit in two innings.
All right, so that's Howie Rose on
WOR. Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
It's 7-0 in the second inning. Now, the Mets get this back to 8-6. Reyes' home run gets it to 8-6. I think it was the top of the seventh. And then you bring in the human gas cannon, Fernando Salas.
This guy,
and
seriously,
the first
this guy's
batter
go.
He faces.
1-1 drill deep to left field, and that's going to go. Cespedes turns, looks, salutes. It is 9-6.
I cut it off there. Josh Lewin
first
on WOR.
Batter, third pitch.
And by the way, he doesn't even get out of the rest of the inning unscathed. He gives up another base hit and a single, and it's 10-6. I think it was Chase Utley that had the last one. Yeah. And that pretty much ended it, although the Mets did load the bases in the eighth Chris Hatcher couldn't get anybody out, and he's walking guys. And then Reyes comes up and on an 0-2 pitch swings through it, even though he had two home runs on the night, struck out in a big spot. 10-6, your final score. Here is Terry Collins after the game. So this kid, Cody Bellinger, has played 51 games. He's got 21 home runs, fastest to that mark now in the history of baseball. His thoughts on the kid.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this guy swings a bat, he hits it in the barrel.
It's funny, I'm not bringing this up for any reason other than I think I read it this morning. When his 21st, Sanchez was 20.
Right.
I believe
correct.
In the same
that's
amount
right.
of games,
yep.
right? So he the record's never been broken twice in a matter of, less than 12 months.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing. Amazing by Cody Bellinger.
Yes, and you're thrilled about it because it knocks the Yankee out of the record books.
I'm not, listen.
It's all good by
you
night.
Know what? I don't have the same type of angry, vindictive streak that you do.
I do.
As you laugh because the Mets lose a game.
Well, I mean, you knew they were going to lose.
No, I'm not talking about where we all thought that they lose to Kershaw last night, but you laugh.
You thought they might lose 3-0.
And I know they're injured, and it's Clayton Kershaw. How about the fact your starting infield last night was Flores at first, Chikini homered, but Chikini at second,
right.
TJ Rivera at third, and Reyes at short. Like, that's your starting infield.
Well, yeah. Sandy Alderson's done such a good job building this team, you know.
And well, that's all second team guys, though.
But they're all injured. I mean, they're
he's
injured.
He's really done a wonderful job putting together a team of winners.
Well, you know, let me
Neil
tell you.
Neil Walker's injured.
Yeah.
What happens?
Neil Walker's injured.
Estrubel Cabrera
is injured.
Yeah.
David Wright injured.
Yeah. Right.
And Lucas Duda stinks.
And he did pinch it. That didn't go well
either. He stinks.
Just saying. I mean, that's a wonderful team he's put together.
I mean, it is. Look at that list of people.
Legarris had surgery yesterday on the thumb. Matt Harvey, I think, is out for the year. Josh Smoker with the shoulder. Neil Walker with the hamstring. Estrubel Cabrera thumb. Tommy Maloney with the knee. Jury, Familia out. Syndergaard's out for the year. David Wright hasn't played in 3 years anyway.
No, but they have targeted a date for baseball activity. What? Yes, I'm just telling you the
news. We need to report on that.
I'm not giving you an opinion. For 2 years, David Wright's never playing another day.
I'm just telling you that they have a target date
now.
No,
I'm not. He's never playing again for the Mets.
Baseball activity.
What is that target date, Jerry?
I think I read July 20th, I believe.
Of 2030.
I believe. I will double check that.
He couldn't play softball for our softball team at this point.
Then yeah, that's not right.
He could. He can't throw a ball.
But he can hit.
He sure could. He could catch.
Fine. No, he can't throw a ball.
He could catch.
We're going to find out
I have a catcher. I have a catcher named Eddie Scazzeri.
Eddie, would you give up your position for David Wright to play on the team?
In a heartbeat.
You got it.
You would?
Why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't he?
I give it up for Tom Izzo, for God's sake.
Yeah, you don't do that willingly. You do that because Boomer makes you.
Well,
right?
Whatever.
I'm just saying, that's what it is. I have, and I was going to give you a gift today, too.
Who, what?
Okay.
Well, I was going to give you a gift. There was a photographer at the softball game against Army, and he captured in real time, frame by frame, the guy coming into home when I make the relay throw to you and you make the tag and get
and
him out.
And he scoops the bad throw and
so
makes the tag.
You're not going to give that to him anymore?
Well, what I'm thinking, you know, if he's just going to give the position up, you know, maybe you don't want the position.
And he does scoop on the bad throw. Look at this bad throw.
It's a one-hopper to the plate.
You rolled it to him. I mean, talk about a guy that's got no arm. What was that?
I mean, what, you know,
you're better than that.
You know what?
I one-hopped it to him.
You know what I heard?
40 feet.
Because that's what I thought Eddie wanted it.
No,
you're better
baloney.
Than that.
Let me tell you this. You're now getting the nickname around the team, and I've heard this from guys, Venus de Milo.
A Venus de Milo?
Yeah.
The famous French model?
No, the statue.
The statue?
Yeah. It has no arms.
Oh, that was funny.
Well. Huh?
So 10-6 was the final.
Couldn't you called me David? He's only got one arm.
No, I couldn't.
No?
The Venus de Milo is the right thing.
Fair enough. What else?
Zach Wheeler gives up the 7 runs in the 2 innings. Any physical problems?
I mean, I feel fine physically. Oh. You know, my velo's there. It's just me not making pitches, and that's what I need to do.
Tonight, Robert Gazelman takes on Brandon McCarthy.
Gazelman.
Gazelman.
And by the way, Wilmer Flores, I told Al this before, Wilmer Flores hits a ball in the 8th inning, too, that with the way the ball's jumping out of the ballpark, the fact that this thing didn't leave and was caught on the warning track, I thought was surprising, but so be it. Tonight, the Yankees play the Angels. Michael Pineda and Parker Bridwell.
Oh, no.
We'll have it on the fan. The Yankee lead on Boston is a half game as the Red Sox lost to the Royals 4-2. Gleyber Torres, torn ligament, non-throwing elbow. Tommy John surgery should be ready, though, in time for the start of spring training.
That's good news. He'll be ready by the start of spring training?
That is what they're saying.
Very good news for Gleyber Torres.
Great news, yeah.
Very congratulations,
good news. Really good news for Chase Headley, who was good news for him.
That's true. I mean, a little security the rest of the way. Cubs beat the Padres 3-2. I bring this up to you because you're talking about a play at the plate in the softball game with Eddie. Well, there was a play at the plate last night where Anthony Rizzo crashes into Austin Hedges,
right?
I believe. Yes. Here is Padres manager Andy Green on the entire incident. We got this lined up properly.
It's a cheap shot. Like, I'm not saying he's a dirty player at all. Nobody's saying that. But he clearly deviated from his path to hit our catcher. He took our catcher out.
No, he didn't.
I guess his point is he doesn't slide straight into the plate. He kind of
right
short hops in on the left side. I agree with you. I don't see anything wrong with it. But he does shoulder him on his way down. It's not a clean
shot. He did nothing wrong there.
By rule, you could make a case. I agree, did nothing wrong. But with the way the rules are written now,
maybe
now if your toe goes over second base and hits the ankle of the shortstop, it's interference. Right. I mean, the whole thing's stupid. I'm with you.
I agree. That, to me, is a fine play on both ends.
He should have slid.
But he didn't do anything illegal.
No, he should have slid.
Shouldn't have been called out based on how he went into the
plate.
And
he's a punk. He's out.
Well, Anthony Rizzo's not a punk.
Why is Anthony
really
Rizzo
nice
punk?
Kid, actually.
Out.
Why is he a punk?
He's out at the plate. Try to slide.
One hop.
I agree. He kind of.
Two hops.
He half asses the slide. And
I mean, he's out by 5 feet.
Correct.
So
and then watch his left shoulder.
Over.
Watch his left shoulder. You're not allowed to barrel him over anymore.
No, the left shoulder did nothing wrong there.
You are not allowed to barrel him over.
He came in uncomfortably because of how he started the slide.
Is that
He really didn't lower the shoulder and try to hurt him. I got no problem with it. Let's. How about we recognize that we're playing in a man's league?
Oh, well,
it's a man's game.
How about the fact that you turn out to be the final arbiter?
That's right.
Of what rules are and what's fair.
I have a new name for you.
I think everyone around the tri-state area right now is shuddering at the thought that you would be the final arbiter.
I should be. The world would be a better place if I was the final arbiter on things.
Really?
Darkness.
Yeah, really?
That's my new name for you. Just really? Like Charlie Murphy. May he rest in peace. Hello, darkness. That's it. Your new name
what
is
What else
darkness.
You got, Jerry?
Cavaliers let go of GM David Griffin.
Makes
I guess
no
the
sense
two sides
at
were
all.
Negotiating an extension, couldn't come to terms on the agreement.
Oh, crap.
LeBron James did tweet, hey, if no one else appreciates you, know that I do, and
no,
I hope the people of Cleveland do.
If LeBron James had his back, he'd be together. The general manager. They went to three straight finals with him as the GM. He orchestrated.
He really wasn't the GM, though, was he?
Well, I agree.
I have no idea.
I mean, LeBron's the GM, isn't he?
Right. So don't give me this nonsense of I had no idea that. Yeah.
I know. He just tweeted that.
Knew because they're not going to make a decision of that magnitude, like hiring a head coach, firing a GM, without you knowing about it. You may not have orchestrated it. Maybe I'll give you that, but you had to know about it.
Chauncey Billups' name has come up as a possible replacement. Possible. It doesn't
great
mean it's going
former
to happen.
Point guard Chauncey Billups.
Yes, who grew up in Denver.
Yes.
Is that true? You cover him out there?
And went to the University of Colorado,
went to
I
University
believe,
of Colorado,
right?
Grew up in Denver, stayed home, is beloved, walks on water in Denver.
He's a Buffalo.
He is a Colorado Buffalo.
He is a Buffy.
Yes.
He's a Buffy. Congratulations to Amari Stoudemire. Won the championship in Israel. He's
really
back
count?
In the States.
You know, you do that just to torture Craig.
Asked about his future plans. He'd be open to returning to the Knicks.
Oh, great.
You know, Phil Jackson's probably going to give him a 5-year, $100 million contract.
We've lived that nightmare.
Yes.
Good. Why don't we put him in the front court with Yannick Noah's kid?
Joakim Noah.
And Craig liked that signing, by the way, that Joakim Noah signed.
I didn't like the money, but I liked getting him.
You
time.
Liked getting him.
You didn't like the length.
You liked getting him.
I did.
Really?
I thought the $72 million was stupid, but I liked the concept of him.
You liked the concept of him. How'd that go?
Are we going to start this now?
GM
Carton. Are we going to start this now?
Because I'll tell you something. If David Griffin got fired, your keister would have been fired real quick, too.
I remember listening to you. I would not have given him $72 million, but I liked the concept of getting him.
I remember listening to you.
And I
liked Derrick Rose, too.
And I think you said on a 2-year deal. You liked getting him.
I would have given him a 2-year deal.
And so in the first year, the 2-year deal worked out well.
Terribly.
Excellent. And how did Derrick Rose work out?
Well, it's funny have such vitriol for the decisions that I would have said yes to, but you think Sandy Alderson's such a good GM.
Well, because
Sandy
Alderson has taken the Mets to the playoffs 2 years in a row. Phil Jackson's done nothing.
Hello, darkness.
How can you argue with the last point the governor just made?
You can't.
Hello, darkness.
He can't argue with it, so now he's playing with his little toy over there.
How long has Sandy Alderson been here?
Yes, and it was a rebuild.
The team was
a rebuild.
The team was in a crapper when Sandy Alderson got here.
They have been in the postseason 2 years in a row.
You rebuilt it so well.
Well,
look at where it is now.
Two straight years postseason,
seems
and
rebuilt.
They've been ravaged by injuries again. You're right.
The Mets are in such a great position today, having been rebuilt over the last 7 years.
This
they
happens.
Are poised and ready for
you
a
better
championship.
Hope it doesn't continue to happen to the Yankees
I'm
like it's happening
to
other teams. The Orioles just lost Chris Davis and J.J. Hardy.
Yeah,
they
what's
suck
gonna happen
all of a sudden.
To the Orioles now?
Oh, no, too
all
bad. Right.
The Blue Jays earlier in the year had no Donaldson, no Tulowitzki. They couldn't win. They're back. They're healthy. They're winning.
They're winning, and they're
the Yankees have been healthy. They've won. You better hope that your Yankees stay healthy.
I'm not worried
about
it.
Even though they've already
lost. Of course you're not worried about it.
Yankee bitch.
Okay, I don't spend much time worrying about these things because you're out of my control.
We're not worrying about it either.
We're not worried about it either.
We're
responding to your bull.
You said Sandy's done a great job rebuilding the team.
He has.
Where's the team today?
If the team was healthy, they'd be winning. Like they did the last 2 years.
They didn't last year.
Most people listening right now never heard of their starting second baseman from last night's game.
I would agree.
Let me tell you this.
Come on.
Let me tell you this.
Tell me something.
You know, you said last year, you're rolling your eyes. Let me just say that there are about another 25 teams or so in the major leagues who would have been happy to be where the Mets were last year, including.
They were all the same place.
Including your Yankees.
Including your Yankees. I disagree with you on that. 2 years ago, the Yankees were that. And the same stupidity. A one game nothing. You don't win the game. You don't even make the playoffs.
That's the playoffs.
Really, to be honest, it's really not.
We'll call it the postseason.
The reality is, and I like the concept of the extra wild card. I really do because it keeps more teams alive, so more fan bases
can enjoy
August and September, which is important. But having a one game playoff is stupid.
Okay, well that's great.
I mean, it is. It should at least be two out of three.
So glad that
something. I mean, it really is.
I mean, I'm so glad that you.
Two out of three.
Because we need
good.
To play into mid November.
Listen.
No, no, listen, well, what?
You're already playing in
November. What the hell's the difference? They're already playing year-round.
Mid-November, you know? We don't need to play
until. And at the end of the day, if this is the success of being rebuilt, yeah. Well, you should raise the bar a bit, sir.
Well, we'll see. How many games are we in now for the Yankees?
I want pigs and blankets at the party. You know?
Yankees are 38-29.
Well, you're buying. You're paying for the.
Whatever.
And let me tell you something. You're paying for the party, so you know, you get whatever you want. You want pigs and blankets?
I'm not paying right
put
now.
Put the cash up.
I'm not paying any rental fee.
And let me just say, yes, you are. No, let me tell you something else.
No, I'm not.
You're going to pay a rental fee that we'll donate to charity.
No, no. There'll be no rental fee.
Oh,
because
sorry.
It's your party now. The governor don't pay a rental fee when he's having a party.
No, well, you know what?
You're involved now. It changes everything.
If I allow you to come in, let's not call it a rental fee then.
Yeah.
Let's call it an admission fee for you.
Not for me.
A liability fee.
I'll cater it at my expense.
We charge a little something extra for every Yankee biatch that comes in.
I'll cater it, and I'm going to get Yankee Stadium pigs and blankets for it, too.
Are you really?
You're damn right I am.
Good. Well, listen, I hope that they will give it to you on credit, like I've given the fantasy football on credit to you for 6 months.
Boomerang Carton on the fan. That's Governor Christie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.